and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. So I wanted to, first of all, happy Friday. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have something in store for this weekend. And, you know, I know I do. I always try to do something a little bit different each weekend. Just to keep my mind off work, keep my mind fresh and active and all that kind of good stuff. And I hope you guys are doing the same. I have an interesting topic for you today. It's all about Facebook shops. And I think you guys are going to like this. If you haven't heard about it before, you guys are going to learn a few things. And if you have learned about it, if you have heard about it, you probably be inspired to start using it now after this episode. So I just wanted to do something a little different this time. And this is something that's a hot topic, and it's pretty hot now, especially since COVID. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you that if you want to be a guest on our show, hit us up at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmslc.com. And my admin will be very, very, very happy to include you on our guest list. So just let us know what topic you want to talk about, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. Also, if you are struggling with anything that we talk about, or if you want to actually, you know, maybe have us take a look at any of your marketing practices, also give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmslc.com, and someone will be happy to help you out with your question. All right. So also for this week, for this month, I really want to get you guys an opportunity to take a look at our book. Go to lbmslc.com/book and you can get a free copy of the book. It's called 7 Steps to Recession Proofing Your Business. It's an awesome book. Been getting a lot of praise from people who have read it and who has actually implemented some of the stuff that's on there. So I would advise you guys to do the same. It's called 7 Steps to Recession Proofing Your Business, Revised Edition. That's the one you want to get, the gold colored one. All right. So anyhoot, so I want to talk to you guys about Facebook shops for small businesses. I think it's a really cool thing. You know, with small businesses providing the majority of Facebook advertisers, the platform is naturally invested in helping the little guys weather the coronavirus storm. And that's what's happening. So in May of 2020, of this year, obviously, they announced a new feature to basically help small businesses. And that's most people who listen to my show, most people who download this show are small businesses. So I'm talking to you. Facebook shops, that's what they introduced back in May. I'm not sure if you guys saw this. And it's been growing pretty steadily. We're now in October, so I wanted to at least show you guys a couple of things here that that you may not know of. So this is a mobile first sales platform That's in Facebook, where, you know, you can have brands and sell physical products, you know, without a large time or money investment, really. So it's pretty cool. So, so if you guys, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Facebook Marketplace. So unlike the Facebook Marketplace, which serves a peer-to-peer sales, like, you know, like Craigslist, and things like that. Facebook Shops lets companies set up their own branded storefronts on this mobile first sales platform. So it's pretty cool. You know, I kind of like the idea, kind of the concept. I got to tell you, the guys on Facebook have really got their stuff together, because they turned this around fairly quickly. I mean, here we got hit with the pandemic around in March, right? So here in May, they already announced this thing, and they were tweaking it and everything. So it wasn't really a huge hit as I think they thought it was going to be right off the bat. But it's really picked up, and that's what I wanted to share with you guys. So here are some of the features. Like, so it's just like most of Facebook features. Facebook Shops has, you know, they're free to set up. It provides users with, you know, a different sales platform with no additional startup costs. Facebook will eventually charge you 5% per shipment, or 40 cents for shipments for of under $8. So however, they're probably going to waive the fees through the end of 2020 due to the pandemic. This is something that that probably is going to, they're still doing it as of now. Today's the 16th of October. So as of the 16th of October, they're still doing it. And rumor has it that they're going to waive all kinds of fees, you know, all of the shipping fees till the end of 2020. Let's see. You know, I have not seen that confirmation yet. And this is all rumors based on forums that I'm a part of, and based on some webinars I've been on. So they said that they're going to keep their word up until the end. So let's see what happens. So brands, that's you, can actually add as many products as they wish to their shops, and they can actually customize their look with a, you know, a cover image and a branded accent, you know, and branded accent colors, but similar to Facebook pages. Okay, so you can brand it to you in your colors. So you gotta also remember that since Facebook owns Instagram, they've integrated the shops with both the platforms. So the users will be able to kind of like find a brand's shop in the business page and Instagram profile, and within the shops tab on the mobile on your mobile device. So this is all totally mobile. So brands can also link to items in their shops in the stores, in their stories, excuse me, and ads on both platforms. So you can, you know, if you're running kind of any kind of Facebook ads, which I hope you are, you can actually link these brands of your shops in stories and ads, both with Facebook and Instagram, because we're going to link them. So basically, this lets you promote and sell your products all in one place. So it's not going to make it all that difficult. So another handy feature of this, and this is where it kind of like, when I was like, wow, when I saw this and I was fooling around with it for one of my customers, here's another handy feature. Customers can message the business right from the shop through WhatsApp. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the WhatsApp app. So they can do direct, they can actually message the business right from their WhatsApp, their Messenger, or their Instagram DM. So that's pretty cool since that we're integrating all this stuff. So it makes it easy for, you know, to get answers to questions. So let's say, you got to install all these extra tools to communicate with people who are trying to, say, buy something from your store. They may have a question. They can do it right from WhatsApp, Messenger, or direct messaging on Instagram. So that's awesome. So, I mean, I talked a lot about shops, right? But let's get into the nitty-gritty of stuff. How do you want to start your shop? Because a lot of people say, okay, well, you know, you may be thinking, hey, okay, you know about Facebook shops, Frank. You've been studying it since May of 2020. But we haven't. So, okay, I'm going to get you there. So let's talk about starting your shop. If you currently are using something like Shopify or, say, a BigCommerce, those are e-commerce platforms for your websites, you're in huge luck because Facebook shops actually will integrate with those sites. So you can continue to manage your sales on Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, eBay, and more from Shopify or BigCommerce dashboard. All pretty cool. But if you don't use a third-party sales platform, you need to have an existing Facebook page shop, which we're talking about right now, before you can use the Facebook shops feature. Okay, so it's basically this is on your mobile. This is only on your mobile. So if you go into your desktop right now, you're not going to see this. But on your mobile, you're going to see your business Facebook page. You're going to see a tab for page shop, and then it says Facebook Shops on mobile. That's it. That's how you set that puppy up. So the mobile shop is basically the storefront, okay? But the products themselves will come from the shop on the Facebook page or your big shop or your Shopify or BigCommerce store if you have one of those. See, someone at Facebook really needs to come up with more unique names for their features, I think. And this is just me thinking. I think they have to come up with more because it becomes a little confusing. But anyway, basically, to start your own Facebook page shop, you need to be an admin, obviously, of your business Facebook page. It's also only available for physical products, no services or digital goods. So, this is right in my wheelhouse. I mean, I deal with a lot of, people who deal with physical products. So, I'm thinking I'm helping a lot of people on this episode. Okay, that's why I wanted to talk about it. So let's get started with the third party integration. Okay. First, you have to select shop. So, I want you guys before we get dive in too deep, I want you guys to make sure you download this episode because you're gonna want to listen to it over and over again and take these steps. So again, you want to select shop on the left hand side of your business Facebook page, and this is on mobile. Remember this. Then you want to read the merchant terms and policies, and then you want to accept. You want to fill in your payment and tax information. Very simple. You want to add products with pricing, product description, product images. You want to add a link to where the customer can check out. Usually the product page on your website. It's where you want to check out. And then you want to add options like colors, size, inventory, shipment options, etc. Then click add product. All you got to do is repeat the process for every product that you'd like to add on your paid shop. And then you can also organize your products into collections to make them easier to for customers to browse. Okay. See, once your paid shop is set up, see, it's so difficult. They got to come up with something better than this, but they call it paid shop. And I want to use their terminology so you understand what I'm talking about here. Once your paid shop is set up, you should be able to create your Facebook shop, okay? You first want to visit Facebook Commerce Manager, and I'm going to drop a link in the show notes so you can go straight to the Facebook Commerce Manager, okay? And then you want to, this is another reason why you want to download this episode, because it'll be in the show notes, okay? And you want to click on Get Started. You can then select either set up using an e-commerce platform, or you can select Get Started for Facebook. So you can make your shop visible on both Facebook and Instagram, like I said before, and select an existing catalog from your page to add to your shop. After you create your shop, you can select collections to feature. Finally, you get to personalize your store with your, like brand colors and layouts. There aren't unlimited brand options, but you can at least make a storefront more like you. You know, so it's, I guess they're gonna expand on that. Zach can tell you that it's not all that expansive right now. So basically, now if you followed all those steps, and again, if you want to listen to this over again and do it while you're in front of your on your phone doing it on your phone, you can. But now your shop is ready for customers to discover. Basically, so now, what Facebook shops are not. This is important that I want to get into. I want to make sure that we understand what Facebook shops are not. Facebook shops are not a substitute for your own independent business website. Please understand that. I'm saying this because I was actually talking to a colleague of mine about Facebook shops just last week, actually. And he was like, oh my God, that means I can get rid of my, because he was having some issues with his website. I think he uses, he doesn't use Shopify. I think he uses BigCommerce, I believe. And he was just having some issues. I was trying to help him out. But I'm not a big e-commerce person, as you guys know. I'm more of a brick and mortar. I help the brick and mortar business. I mean, I do some e-commerce, but I help the brick and mortar business. So I wasn't really able to help him. But anyway, I'm sidetracking. Excuse me as I digress, guys. Back to the topic at hand. So you don't want to make that mistake that he was thinking. He was thinking, oh, I can get rid of my big commerce site. It's becoming a pain in the buttocks, as he said. But it's not that. Okay. So remember that Facebook owns the platform. So if you're going to rely entirely on Facebook for sales, and suddenly, you know, Facebook disappears, what are you going to do? You know, and this is what I was telling him. Facebook may seem too big to fail. And a lot of people say that. They say, yeah, but Facebook, and he actually said that. It's 223 million American monthly users. Okay. But you got to remember that TikTok has over 100 million American monthly users, and it's facing its exact possibility as its legal status in the U.S. to, you know, begin to bait it. Okay. So use it as a valuable tool, but don't rely on it entirely. So that's one thing that I told him, and I wanted to repeat it here because I know a lot of people, I can hear. Yeah, I figured, hey, if he thought that, maybe some others will think that as well, which is why I'm doing it. So another thing that he asked while we were talking, he goes, you think that Facebook shops are going to revolutionize the e-commerce? Okay. Here's just my opinion. Okay. I'm no guru in the topic at all. But in my opinion, only time's going to tell. In the meantime, there's no downside to more sales to more sales channel. Okay. Especially when there's no upfront cost. And reducing the steps to make a purchase is always a benefit. All right. And that's what this is doing. So we're excited to see that, you know, to see the results of Facebook shots and hope that they can help small businesses, you know, reach more customers by using this platform, I believe, you know, because remember, this pandemic kind of put us shut us down. I mean, this pandemic. So we got to come up with different ways that we can, you know, make ends meet, if you will, or make, you know, maybe make our numbers. Not make ends meet, but make our numbers. So that's why I wanted to say. So that's really all I have about this topic. I know it's not a very long episode. I know you guys are used to me talking a little longer, but I wanted to talk about it because he asked me that, you know, hey, what do you think? You think this is going to be the thing? I don't, you know, back to my original question, back to my original statement. I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know. I wish I knew, but I think time's going to tell. I think this is a pretty good start. I think more people are going to know about it. And yeah, you know, as a small business owner, guys, you just got to go out there and make it happen. Okay. You got to make it happen. This is just, like I said, this pandemic is not going away. So tools like this, could be your best friend. Okay. So I hope you got a lot out of that. I know it's not my typical topics, but I figured I'd share it with you. Because it's an up and comer. If you have any questions about this episode and any other episode, please do not hesitate to give us a call, 888-416-7752, or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com, and I'll be happy to answer it for you guys. So until next episode, until next week, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed giving it to you. We're in the fourth quarter of 2020, folks. These tools like this is what I'm just talking about is what's going to catapult us into 2021 and make us kick some major booty out there. So, you know, take action with this. If you're out there selling things and you need a different way of getting people to notice you, check out Facebook Shops, folks. Until next week, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care and bye for now. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.